college football is an absolute massive phenomenon, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. Yeah, it's a big deal in America.
It's a big, big deal. And I mean, Irish people can't even get tickets really for these games that are happening in Ireland.
Yeah.
Because, and this one is totally sold out, isn't it?
Yeah, already sold out. They're already talking about it being like the biggest migration of Americans to Europe in a non-war time. So it's going to be a pretty cool thing happening in August for us.
That's quite the statement.
Yeah.
And come here, how did you get into it then? Can you explain a little bit about your background and how you get into college football?
So growing up, I mean, I started playing football when I was in second grade, and it was a great opportunity for me. But I actually grew up being more of a basketball fan. Uh-huh. But as I got bigger and stronger, more than I got taller, I realized football was going to be a better suit for me. And then around my junior, sophomore year of high school, I started getting recruited by colleges, first by Texas A&M, down in College Station to other schools like UCLA and Los Angeles and USC out there on the West Coast and everything like that. So then once you start getting recruited, schools will offer you a scholarship opportunity to come play for them and go to school there. So they gave me Notre Dame gave me an opportunity to go to school there, and I decided to commit to them. And then
tell me a little bit
history.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about getting recruited to play.
So the recruiting process is very interesting because it's basically coaches reaching out to you and coaches coming down to your high school to see you, see how you play, see your grades, learn more about your personality, and basically if you fit their criteria of who they want to recruit for their team, then they can offer you a scholarship to come play for them.
And the competition is fierce for that.
Oh, very fierce, very.
Do you remember the day you're recruited, you get the word?
I do remember my first offer. It was from Texas A&M, and it was a crazy experience because the head coach at A&M actually FaceTimed my coach in high school, and he pulled me out of lunch to talk to me. He offered me the scholarship, and at first I couldn't really comprehend what he was really meaning, but basically he was just saying, like, we want you to come play for us. We're offering you free education to come just be a part of our team and just be able to excel in your talents and hopefully get to NFL. So then after that, like, different offers started coming in from different schools all around the country. And it was just a great, like, opportunity for me. Definitely very stressful because I didn't really have a dream school growing up. So I had to go on a lot of visits to find out what school would really fit me personally, what school my family liked best. But Notre Dame ended up being the greatest opportunity for me.
So you had your pick of the colleges. That must have been that. How did you, because Notre Dame is obviously, it's got its international reputation. It's an amazing university, isn't it?
Yeah, Notre Dame has a great reputation for who they are. And personally for me, I grew up Catholic and I went to a Catholic high school. So Notre Dame being a Catholic university for me, and then just the way they valued their education just as high as they valued their football team was a really big deal for me and my family. So I just found it the best of both worlds when I wanted to commit.